This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Semi-annual blood test, and you have to fast for 12 hours. So here I am, just, oh, man, ready to eat the glass. Jennifer Horn.
Eat the mic instead.
Okay, I'll do that. That's the old expression, you know. When you got two, when you weren't doing a good job, the program director would come in and he'd analyze what was going on. One of the things he used to say to me was, you need to be closer to the microphone. So it's like eating a lollipop. Eat that microphone. How's it sound when I get on top of it and eat it, Richie?
A little too close.
A little close. Okay. Jennifer Horn, you can eat your microphone, or are you all set? Where's Jennifer? I haven't heard any voices. No voices.
Oh, Jen.
Cat must have got her tongue. Ah, there she is.
I knew she was there.
So, we have more good news here. Oh. I would like to spend some time. The whole business of the stock market, the markets have rebounded. There are jobless claim numbers that are iffy at the moment, even though the trend is, the labor trend is strong. But this is the way you tell whether we have a healthy economy or whether the country is healthy economically. Construction. And I just looked at the report. Construction spending in our country has reached its highest level since before 2008. So, what that means is that we have a robust growth curve because there was so much, the business went sort of south. A lot of the trade people went into different things. Guys went broke, framers, because there were no building, no houses being built, no build. So now, there's a need. And the thirst is pushing up the value of land. I know the value of land in my area gone up about $100,000 an acre in the past year and a half. Not as good as it was in 2007. Wow. Still $100,000 an acre off of what it was in 2007, but $100,000 more than
that
it
wasn't
was
real
at the worst time. Well, it wasn't real.
In 2007 values.
Well, it was real. Don't people were paying for it.
Well, but it was real. To it. It was
fictitious. Listen, the way I look at it, if somebody wants to pay you whatever. Whatever it is, whatever you're asking, that's what the value is.
There you go.
For me.
It's worth what somebody will pay.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So if somebody paid $400,000 for an acre of land because they want to build a house on it, that's what it was worth. And then after the...
Send them my way because I have some oceanfront property in Arizona to talk to them about.
Doug had that too.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
I was lucky to get that much for the whole kit and caboodle. All right, anyway. So the point I'm trying to make is that with all of the turbulence in these world markets, you look at the annual rate of increase, it looks like this year we will spend well over $1 trillion building new homes. That's pretty substantial.
Man,
that's a lot of money, a lot of
sure
homes.
Is.
Good for the economy.
Well, who's going in these homes? I've always wondered this. Are we growing that fast? And if we're...
No, these are people that were forced into apartments because they didn't have any money. What you're suggesting, I think, is that we're now making it easier again for people to buy in these homes and we're going to squash everything 3-4 years down the road after people bought these houses and couldn't afford them.
Freddie, nothing really changed there.
No, that's right.
No, what I'm asking is, I don't get new home buys. I mean, who buys new homes? Okay, one or two people. We have more people that need homes, or people who are upgrading their homes, which therefore would lead you to think, okay, so there's homes that are empty. Somehow we're filling all of the homes in this country, and they keep building new homes.
Okay, so here's part of it. There are a lot of single people who were married that are now out on their own and they're buying homes for themselves. Single men, single women. I know of a development not far from me. Right. Well, there's a development that was built for people who are over the age of 50. There are a lot of single women and some single men, mostly single women, who are bought into this development. And it is nicely done, but in previous years, these people would have had a family home. And so now somebody's having a family, they bought their home. Where do these older people go? They go into a development like this. The 50-plus and 55-plus market for new homes is astounding. And most, by the way, most of these people have two homes. If they've gotten to that point and they can afford a home on their own in the area where they have grown up or where they work, then they're likely to spend money buying a second home in our area down at the Cape, up on the beach in Maine, or they go to Florida. Florida real estate is back up on the... I mean, there were a lot of... I can remember my father who bought three or four different places down in Palm Beach County over the years. The first one he bought for $14,000 in 1964. It was a little apartment, two-bedroom place in a unit that was on the beach. It was great. Riviera Beach, nobody was there. Then the Perini Company discovered it, and they were building condos everywhere. And he went up the street to another building that was the oldest sort of high-rise. They called a high-rise then 8 stories. And he had two or three different units in that building. And they would go up and down, fluctuate. I think the first one he bought for $146,000, sold it for $250,000, bought another one on the top floor for about the same amount of money, went up to $400,000 at one point in time, went back down to where it was. It just depended on how many people there were who had the discretionary income to buy. Mostly those people were retirees. Very few people my father's age when he first went down there. Most of them were older people, and they were people from modest means. They could afford a $14,000 house in Florida. That's where they went. 65 plus, that's where they went. And so now that's all changed because Florida has demographically changed. Yeah, is it, what do they call it? Waiting room? God's waiting room? In some areas, it is that way. Well, you get down into Palm Beach County and you get away. Well, some of the areas, if you go into Lake Worth, between Palm Beach and Delray, there are a couple of communities that are not too upscale. And you go down further from there, pretty much they all get upscale until you get to Fort Lauderdale, and then it goes down until you get to Miami, and then it's pretty messy. You go to Naples and those areas on the west side, and until you get up to Tampa, up to Sarasota, it's not great. But then all of a sudden, whew, you get any influence from Orlando, Sarasota, Tampa, all those areas, the value of homes down there has gone bananas. And so, but if you look even into the Mid-South, look at what's happened in New Orleans since Katrina. Woof. You try to buy a place down there and compare it to the values. That's why 20% of the people who left after Katrina never came back. Because the value of the real estate there, even though it's craziness because there is, you know, they didn't really fix the problem. The government didn't fix the problem of the levies and stuff. But because the tax incentives for bringing new business down there have caused growth to go boom, explosion in growth in New Orleans. So everything become more expensive. Same thing that happens in Los Angeles. When things are good, try to find a house. You can't find a house no matter what. For less than $1 million. It doesn't make any difference where it is or what size it is. So, Jennifer, somebody would pay you. Well, maybe not.
No. Well, maybe $500,000.
All right, here's some quick facts from the U.S. Census for 2014.
Quick facts from Richie McFadden, yes.
I'm just reading them. Here's the U.S. Census. Okay, the population in 2014 was 318 million in the United States. In 2013, it was 316 million. In 2010, it was 308 million. So part of it is we do have a growing population, right?
Yes, we do. That's okay. Who's buying some of the houses.
So then you look at the people under 18 years old, 23% of that population is under 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Persons over 65, 14%. So we have a younger population coming up, and the older population is dwindling. So you have kids that lived in one house now going out and getting their own houses, right?
Yep.
Okay. Housing units in 2014. How many homes do you think are in this country in the year 2014?
How many homes? 80 million.
133 million housing units.
Really?
Wow.
Home ownership rate, 64.9%.
Uh-huh. Okay, so 70%, almost two-thirds of, well, actually more than two-thirds, more than two-thirds of us own our own home.
It's good news,
actually. For the bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right, that's interesting.
So maybe this is all good news.
It is good news. I find this to be good news.
It just amazes me.
Yeah. And so
they keep building new houses and they keep selling them.
The people who are doing the naysaying, all those people who want to have you sell your stocks, those are the people who are going to be buying. The people who tell you to sell your stocks are waiting for you to sell them so they can buy them. Anybody who tells you to sell your stocks is only trying to do one thing. You dump them so they can buy them. Because that's the only real
is
play.
Is that the new firm that you use? You dump them, we buy them.
You dump them, we buy them. You dump them, we buy them. I like that, Jen.
Last one. Yeah. Persons per household, 2009 to 2013.
2.63. Yep.
Yeah. Only a half a person?
Two,
I knew I haven't been feeling fulfilled lately.
16 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's our most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding!
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
19 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How would you like to go shop at a grocery store?
Yeah.
That offered discounts if you put a tattoo on your arm with a logo of the store.
Wait, like a permanent tattoo?
A Kentucky grocery store is offering discounts. If you're a customer, you get a tattoo with the store logo on it, you get a 10% discount. In some cases, 20% lifetime discounts.
10% if you get a real tattoo, that's nothing. They better be giving me free groceries for life if I put ink on my body.
Not a fan of that.
Rainbow Blossom Natural Food Market. Why would a natural food store want to promote tattoos? The fine print here is, here it is, listen to this.
See, that's what happens.
Tattoo must be visible, not in a private area, at least 1 inch square.
So I can't even hide it, and they're going to only give me 10 stinking percent?
No.
Oh, please.
No.
That's why the farm store didn't do as well as it should have.
The farm store?
Yeah, you should the milk store.
I should have been out for tattoos.
Yeah, you should
have. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. Do you have any tattoos? A, yes, I have several. B, yes, I have one. C, I don't, but my spouse has one. Wow, that never happened with a person I know.
Jennifer,
and
yes or no?
No.
No.
No. No for me?
No, you don't.
No for you?
No for me.
21, my son's made up. out for all of us. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Number five, please, from this week, the 1982 top five songs.
Number five.
Host of the program, whose name is on the program, is the person who makes the decision.
Let me know how that works out for you. So anyway, number five,
if you want me to go and not come back for the rest of the hour, I'll do that. Otherwise,
how about if you guys stay here and I'll go do that?
Back to number five. What do I like about them?
Yes.
I think they have sweet messages in their songs. I think women love this sort of music, and as it happens, we have a lot of women who listen to this program, so I'm trying to cater to them.
Oh,
not to you,
the ladies in the audience.
And you and the other bullheaded.
I'm a lady, and I don't really like this.
You've got to be a little older, gentlemen. All right, Air Supply, Even the Nights Are Better, number five this week, 1982. Now, Fleetwood Mac.
Ugh.
It's a good pop song.
You and your Air Supply.
I know. Okay. So I got to have
an Air Supply concert big, shirt for Christmas.
We'll have a big, my kids used to make fun of me, too, for the same reason. Big breath of fresh air now with Fleetwood Mac. Hold Me. You want to crank it up, Richie?
Sure.
All right. We have been playing this constantly now for the past minute or so. We're reviewing, as we do from time to time, big songs. This part of the program, this part of the hour, is devoted to music in some way, shape, or form every hour of the day. So Hold Me, number four. Number three belongs to Chicago. Hard to Say I'm Sorry.
Wow.
This week, 19.
What a week of music, huh?
This is horrible. We can get at least one good song. Hopefully, we're Max not bad.
Peter Sinatra should have been one of the singers of Air Supply.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, number two, Survivor.
Now
now we're talking.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's an okay song.
Rocky.
Yeah. There's a Rocky craze.
Number one, now you got it.
Steve Miller Band. It's a good song. I've always liked this song. Abracadabra. Number one this week, 1982. Crank it up, Richie. Abracadabra.
San Francisco Bay.
You make me hot. Yep. You make me sigh. You make me laugh.
Guitar,
with Journey and Tower of Power.
That's our touring. Earth, Wind & Fire are now touring with Tower of Power, and I couldn't remember the other day.
Really?
Yeah, they're in Boston, I think, later on in September.
If you have never seen Tower of Power, 70s horn-based and guitar funk band.
What I would like to see,
soul band.
I'd like them to tour with Tavares. Yeah, even though they're an earlier group, it's something about Tavares.
It's just Tavares.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this was born. This stuff was born out of the disco funk era. How did we get to this song? This is not a popular song from this week in 1982.
No, you just mentioned it. So you put it in. Hey, while we're on, Tower of Power, I'll go ahead and do that.
Brilliant.
What is hip, baby?
Well, very hip. If we're nothing, we're hip here on the Doug Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown will join us for a conversation on how to handle people that you don't like or that don't like you. Coming up, amongst other things, 28 minutes after the hour, the Doug Good Day program. But you do that already, right? Started to let your hair grow. Been big bucks off your wardrobe. Somehow you know they're fine. Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
The Craftsman C3 19.2 volt 3-speed impact driver boasts 3 user selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like.
Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden is at the Crows in our studio in Washington, and also our visit from Dr. Joy Brown, who's here, one of the most excellent radio people I have ever encountered, and I've encountered most of them. Are you in the Radio Hall of Fame yet?
No.
How come you and I are not in the Radio Hall of Fame?
Isn't that funny?
Is it all politics? I think it's all politics.
I think there's certainly a certain amount of it, because there are people in that that not only have I ever heard of, but no one's ever heard of.
Right, exactly.
But that's okay. Listen, we do this. We do it for the sheer pleasure.
We do it for love.
We do it for love.
Yes. Dr. Joy, her weekday program is from noon until 3 every day. You can listen online. Just find out where or how by going to drjoy.com. And if you'd like to question, for example, we're going to talk about how to get along with people that you don't like. And that's a great question. I have a mother-in-law I don't like, Dr. Joy. What shall I do? You can call that kind of question into 855-99-DR-JOY, and she will answer that question on the air. All right. So let's get to how we deal with people that we don't like. You have to work with people sometimes that you don't like. And as a matter of fact, sometimes if you don't get along with people at work, it's a roadblock to career advancement, personal relationships, just people in general. And maybe you start with an example of what happened in your life, because there's got to be people in your life, although rare, that you don't like and they don't like you. So what have you done about it?
Well, first of all, I think we need to separate out different areas of our life. At work, work isn't about friendship, in spite of MASH. I mean, that program probably did more for the misunderstanding of the workplace than any single entity on the planet, because the idea was that you could get all your goodies in one place. You'd get your love life, your friends, your mentors, your
well,
work
your service,
in one
your
place.
Your service, that has happened, hasn't it, over the years?
Well, although...
Fine.
Yeah, but even the service tries to convince convince people not to fraternize.
Right.
So, I mean, but the idea being, and presumably it doesn't occur on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it does, having never been in the service. And the closest I became was a Girl Scout.
Yep.
But the idea being that work is about competence. So what you need to do if you figure out that you don't like somebody is figure out why you don't like them. Did they have bad breath? Or do they seem more competent than you? Do they talk too much? Do they do too little? Whatever. But see if you can also figure out something positive about them. Because if you go to your boss, as Doug pointed out, you're really not going to be viewed much as a team player. And bosses really don't want to deal with the personal stuff unless they have to.
Is that true? How do you deal with personnel issues at the radio ranch there?
He fires their butt.
You know, I will say that I have done that. If I have somebody here, and I learned this a long time ago, that's a cancer, and walking around and just bad-mouthing everything and everybody.
You have to dump it.
Boom, gone. Yeah. I got rid of them, and everybody kind of works together. And every now and then, I've got the couch open in my office to deal with personal situations at the workplace because it's going to come up.
It does. And so I think that understand that what, and the, before you go to Richie, what you do is you go to the person and say, listen, if I've done something to offend you, can you tell me what it is? Because, you know, I would really like for us to work together better. And you can't go to somebody and say, everybody hates you, so let's talk about this. And that's not viable. In our personal life,
yeah.
Again, and the mother-in-law is not a bad example because there seems to be this kind of inherent societal kind of prejudice. But what you need to do about your mother-in-law is remember that she's the one who raised the man that you love or the woman that you love. So basically, I'm one of those people who thinks the confrontation is one of those words that is overused. And basically what you're doing is littering the roadside with body parts. So if there's a way not to confront somebody, which doesn't mean you have to be a doormat, but saying if you can figure out what you like about somebody. Because it's quite often that we telescope and telegraph our attitude. If I don't like you, I'm going to act like I don't like you. And most of us get defensive when we feel someone doesn't like us. And so we may be more obnoxious than we have to be.
All right. So what happens in this day and age when people use social media to work over somebody that they don't like? That's a new dimension.
Cyberbullying.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm one of those people who thinks that the internet as it is will not exist in the same way. And that's already happened. I said it 5 years ago, and it's already happened. And it's going to happen more so. It's just that because I think the internet is gives people permission to be both in some ways
cowardly.
Anonymous.
It gives people,
and mean.
It gives people permission
mean.
To be mean and cowardly.
And negative.
Yep.
If you, I mean, it's extraordinary that people face-to-face who would not say these kinds of things, and there have been all these studies that show when you're sitting in front of a computer screen, your inhibitions are lowered. And what we see in the internet is there's more sex and there's more just vituperative nasty. There's nastiness, and I think it's too bad. What I would say about cyberbullying is get off the internet. There is life beyond the internet, and I think that people are just too, you know, sort of too. And I don't want to use the word addicted because it's a misuse of the word. But too dependent on, you know, instead of friends. I've seen mothers with brand new babies walking down the street talking on their cell phone. And in the old days, you would have been talking to the baby. And I worry about what happens to future generations where people aren't read stories. There was actually a study that came out yesterday that said kids under the age of 2 that are exposed to any kind of screen, computer screen, TV screen, are much more prone to obesity.
Well, not only that, they are prone to have all kinds of disorders. Because the neurological connections in your brain are not mature until you're almost 3. So you sit in front of a television screen, a computer screen, and you watch all those images. What it does is make you an instant candidate for ADHD or any of the other things that make it almost unfeasible for you to be able to learn in the normal way. It is certain trauma. You are prescribing your child to a tough childhood.
Well, you're certainly making it more difficult.
Very difficult.
I don't think we necessarily do people to failure, but we certainly are not encouraging the kind of connections that we know for years work really well in stimulating kids' brain, which is the human voice and human interaction and eye contact.
All right,
there's
so
no eye contact with a TV.
No, but let's go back a little bit to the boss-employee relationship to others that are similar to that. Let's say this person is a bully. You use that term. Do you fight back or not? How do you show? Because a lot of times people are hurt and they show their emotions. When people heard my feelings, I get emotional about it. There are people who said to me, don't show your emotions, don't respond, just keep moving.
I think it really depends a little bit on the context, but basically a bully by definition is a coward. A bully is somebody who says, I can't make you like me, so I'll make you afraid of me. And so sometimes, believe it or not, the best way to deal with a bully is not to either ignore them, because they'll just up the ante, but to just smother them with kindness of, gee, that's so, my favorite thing is stupid and cheerful. If you say, gee, Joy, you're getting fat, I say, oh, Doug, you have such a great sense of humor. And so, Joy, nobody likes you. I just love how you look at the world. There's really no response to that, as opposed to if I just ignore you. I mean, you may go away, but you may also escalate. So when in doubt, try, and I think it also gives your stomach acid a place to go, of just laughing hilariously. You have such a great sense of humor. I've always loved your sense of humor. How can you respond to that? There's no way of bullying that particular comment.
No. All right. So there, what's the old expression? The word of the wise is sufficient. But this is a common, everyday problem that people have. And how often do you hear somebody say, oh, I hate him? That's a horrible thing.
Yeah, you've always hated the word hate.
I think the word hate is so, so incredibly destructive in so many
ways. Where did that come from? Because, I think you're right. People use it. Where did it come from in your life?
Why do I think that I don't like the word hate?
Yeah, but
because I think it brings up into you.
I know why you don't like it. But where did that come from? Because it's such a common word, and people use it.
Oh, where did the word hate come from?
Look at the shrink.
No, where did it come from in your life?
Where did you want to?
Who told you that they hated you? Is what she's asking. Someone must have.
Let's dig deeper.
When I was a kid,
let's find out where your hate.
They didn't say that they hated me, but they didn't like me. Made fun of my name. Made fun of the fact that I had cows. Made fun of the fact that I rode my bicycle.
Why are you riding your bike so bad?
In my neighborhood, they didn't ride bikes.
They
had their parents take them in places.
Poor Dougie.
There were not many. There were, first of all, the neighborhood that I grew up in, there were very few people my own age, because it was it was more rural, certainly suburban rural, and there were one, two, three people on the entire street that I knew who were my age. They all went to private school. I didn't.
Did you ever hear somebody say, I just hate you, or I hate him?
Yes, my former wife.
Yeah, but presumably it was before
that.
That
doesn't count, though, right?
Do you hate the word hate?
Before she married me, you mean, or what?
No, I just think that because I know you have a huge response to that word, and I just wonder where it came from. Because, most people, nobody wants to like them hated. Well,
no, somebody used it on me. That was very funny.
Somebody used it.
Yeah. Right. All right, so
hey, on an up note, though, Doug?
What's that reason?
I'd like to congratulate Joy Brown for being the winner of today's Dutch Deafen Word of the Day contest when she used the word vituperative.
That's a great word.
Yes, vituperative.
Yeah.
That's
very
vituperative.
Vituperative.
It means uttering or given to censure, containing or characterized by verbal abuse. Congratulations, Joy Brown. You've just won a Cedar Side snack pack.
Well, what happens, though, in
do I
cases?
Do I really get something for this?
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yay.
I love it.
Earlier in the morning, we all said,
oh, speak word my way. Stop it.
I'm going to find
you. Cool. I guess I'm going to end this conversation.
No, I'm interested.
You piqued my interest because I have not, until you asked me that question, I actually never thought about it before. Who was it that told me that they hated me?
Yeah. Because that kind of response usually happens early on in our life, and it's because it's out of proportion. Look, what I do as a therapist, I really can't read minds in spite of what people think, but what I can do is hear reactions, and I can hear when something seems out of proportion, and because I know that's one of the words that really will set you off.
All right.
And so my question is, where did it come from? Okay.
In the eighth grade, Gail Sheehy was somebody that I was very fond of. Her real boyfriend was Eddie Davis. Eddie Davis and she were having a problem, so she used me to make him jealous, and then she told me when it was all done that she actually hated me.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it. And my guess is there was probably something before that as well, so this resonated with it.
When you grew something up, you didn't realize that Gail Sheehy was a bimbo that used you, and she wasn't worth the time of day, right?
No, in the eighth grade, I could only see Gail Sheehy as my girlfriend. That
right.
was it.
Being yeah. magnificent, yeah.
Right.
And she probably
when
impressed.
You grew up.
No, they were well.
Well, but no, see, we get stuck. We get stuck in those things. We really do.
Actually, maybe this is more telling than anything else. When I was in the seventh grade, Karen Spencer sat in front of me. We had the old desk.
She doesn't use his full names.
And who's going to know? She's not listening. She married Bruce Loveless. They were boyfriend and girlfriend all through junior high and high school.
Yeah. They have a loveless marriage.
And I saw them at the 50th anniversary of 50th class reunion. One of the few people that I actually wanted to talk to. Recently. Anyway, back to Karen was in the chair in front. I was in the second row in Miss Welch's, Doris Welch's English teacher in seventh grade. And Karen sat in front of me and she was developing.
Breast, I told you.
And she always wore blouses that buttoned down the back. And one day I unbuttoned her blouse and she didn't know I was unbuttoning it and put it around the chair and then buttoned it back up again.
That was mean.
Was it really?
That's pretty mean. She's probably just like you have Gail Sheehy problems. She probably has Dudley Stephan problems.
Really?
She's probably on her radio show right now, going, "I remember in the second grade when Dudley Stephan."
This is true though. I was just going to say, when I was in kindergarten, I had a teacher tell me that I was helpless because I couldn't find something in her desk. And from that moment on, I mean, think about helpless people, and you will not see me on the list. Ever because you overcompensate.
You're very self sufficient.
I know. I'll never be called that again. Anyway, sorry, Joy. Go ahead.
No, I'm just. My sister had an imaginary friend when she was in second grade called Cynthia Bardsley, and whenever something went wrong, Cynthia Bardsley did it. And I gave a speech in York, Pennsylvania, about 10 years ago, and somebody asked a question from the audience about imaginary friends, and I said something about Cynthia Bardsley. This woman comes up afterwards and says, "I'm Cynthia Bardsley."
Really?
Yeah, there was a real Cynthia Bardsley.
I went to school with a Cynthia Bardsley.
Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99 Dr. Joy for her radio program. Ask her a question or check out her website, drjoy.com. 48 past the hour now on Good Day.
Greetings, I'm the Wyndham Rewards Wizard.
It's a summer sale. Book a room at Hawthorne.com and get 25% off.
It's time to create some memories together.
Here we go.
Get 25% off when you book two or more nights at Hawthorne Suites and earn Wyndham Rewards points towards a free night when you book at Hawthorne.com. That's Wyndham Rewards magic.
You've earned this.
Wizard out. 25% off rate is prepaid, non-cancelable, and eligible on Sunday through Thursday check-ins. Visit Hawthorne.com for full terms.
Doug Stephan here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it, and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup, so you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the puffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
51 past the hour. It's Doug Stephens.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, it's time for, if I get my voice straightened out here, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, is here with a focus on Amazon upping the ante in streaming video competition. Is that going to help you or hurt you? It depends on what you're watching. Plus, we have the news about how to get the garbage out of your belly button. That's coming up next here on Good Day.
This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pass. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, be yourself. Kohl's, select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient
efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai Tankless Water Heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Greg Stemmen is here with Jennifer, Kenny, and I on the Good Day program to talk about Amazon a couple of different ways. They are upping the ante in streaming video competition. How?
Well, they're going to enable you, or they are enabling you, to now download shows to your device so that you can watch them.
While you're wearing your watch.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you can watch them in places where you may not have access to the internet or Wi-Fi. Like, you can now download a show and watch it on a plane. And Netflix has said they'll never offer this, although, of course, pressure from a competitor makes companies sometimes eat their words.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal, frankly, although I wonder about the piracy issues. I mean, if you've downloaded a show, how do you keep someone from then sharing it and losing control of it? I assume they've
done something. So what kind of quality, though? You've got an Apple Watch, and the screen is by an inch. How are you going to watch a movie on that and really enjoy it?
No, I don't. It's not for the app. I mean, maybe you could do that, but this is really for you're on a plane and you want to watch a movie or a TV show on your tablet or your PC.
What do I call that? The movie box.
Yeah, you could. Sure, there are, but you know, less and less PCs are going to have DVD drives.
You don't need them when you have a nice movie box.
Well,
all right, Amazon, Teddy and Doug, Amazon Dash is here. Another item from Amazon. What's this all about?
So this is kind of an odd thing. I don't know how successful it's going to be, but let's just say you had a little button you added to your washing machine, so, you know, something with adhesive, and when you were about to run out of Tide detergent, you would just hit the button, and it would order more from you from Amazon, and then you'd have another button for Wheaties in the kitchen, and another button for Gillette razor blades in the bathroom, and the next thing you know, your house is covered with these little buttons for the things that you use the most. You'll never run out again because you just hit the button to order more when you're running low.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is good?
I think it's a little goofy.
Not going to do anything for me.
I think if there was a little button around your house and it was like Siri and you could do anything.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I want. This new vacuum cleaner named Bruno. You can just Google Bruno, B-R-U-N-O, and see the story of this new vacuum cleaner that sweeps away dust no matter where it is. You can put it in your navel and take care of the lint. Have you ever tried to put a vacuum cleaner in navel?
I have to confess that I have never, ever put a vacuum cleaner in my navel.
Huh.
I just, but you have, Doug?
Well,
could we get a selfie of that?
Yeah, I don't know if this is a good idea. Don't try this at home, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, that's if you have a really good, like a Dyson vacuum and you put it in your belly button, it might eat your intestines or something.
Nah.
Like a dustbuster?
Yeah, I think it's something more powerful.
All right, so anyway, the Bruno's available for $129, and you can run it with a smartphone app. When it's trash day, just go to Bruno, hit the button, and it'll clean up everything, including a lint in your navel. Check it out. You should post that at DougStephan.com. Greg Stephan here with us on Good Day, all things technological.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMe.